Mike's face reddened, but he, like the rest of the staff, knew better than to talk back to Vera. "What does the M stand for?" he asked, as though desperately wanting to change the subject. Jamie shrugged. "Who knows? I was just so glad to get the money. I didn't care." She pulled out the center drawer of her battered desk and fumbled through it for a pack of unopened cigarettes. Vera planted her hands on her hips.
"Don't you dare light that cigarette, Missy, or I'm going to quit on the spot, and then you're going to have to pay someone real money to run this office. Have you forgotten how hard it was for you to give up smoking in the first place? The only reason you started to begin with was because your daddy smoked."
"I'm not going to light the darn thing, Vera." Jamie tore into the pack and stuck one of the cigarettes between her lips. Oh, how she craved one. If ever there was a time to light up, it was now.
"We've got to do something about this place."
"Why are you looking at me?" Vera asked. "I don't have any say-so around here. I just keep my mouth shut and do what I'm told when I'm told. But let something go wrong and everybody comes running to Vera. Yes, sirree."
She sank into the old leather chair facing Jamie's desk.
"Somebody get me a cup of coffee. It helps me think better."
Jamie hurried down the hall and into the small kitchenette, or what had once been a kitchenette before she had been forced to sell the refrigerator, microwave, table and chairs, and everything else that had not been nailed down. Thankfully, the cabinet and small stainless steel sink remained, which meant the coffee pot had a resting place and running water to rinse and fill it. Jamie returned to her office and handed Vera a cup of coffee that looked as though it had been brewed the day before.
"It's hot,"
she warned. Vera sipped cautiously.
"Okay, I hate to do this, but I guess I have no choice. We can't allow Mr. Holt to see this place..."